Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Poodle, I'm just going to... Before we even begin, I'm just going to give you the stage. I'm just going to let you have this moment. How do you feel about someone who is making balloon art?
She might as well be selling ammunition. That's how I feel about it. She's peddling fear wherever she goes. When Kara was in that car, y'all, and
Poodle hates balloons.
And balloons, it's not that I hate. I'm afraid of them.
Some people have a fear of them. No.
It's not that I'm afraid of seeing a balloon, but the fear that balloon will pop,
like in the car when they popped.
And she's like, "What? Fuck!" And they went pop, pop, pop. Now went. And can you imagine being in the car with all those balloons? I wouldn't be able to drive. I will say, she makes some pretty balloon arches.
Oh, it's I screamed.
You might as well manufacture atomic bombs. It's the same for me. The whole thing was very triggering for me. I had to get past it. When they popped in that car, I lost my mind. I wrote down, the first word is balloon lady. No, 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 no. She makes balloons. It brings the vibe to the party. No, you're going to make people cower. Y'all, because every time I see a balloon, I think, when's it going to pop? When's it going to scare me? Because a balloon.
Oh, I know. It's a valid fear if people have it. I don't, but it made me laugh.
The idea that. When someone squeezes a balloon, I can feel every nerve in my body be on fire.
I know.
Because I'm waiting for the sound. Sorry. This is Reality Gaze.
This is Reality Gaze. We're talking about 90 Day Fiancé.
Season 9, episode 1, the premiere new season. Who dis?
This episode was called Ketchup and Mustard. You're ketchup to my mustard.
Ketchup to my mustard, which we talked about in episode 1. I don't get the comparison. Besides the colors, they don't go together.
They really start the timer.
They do. Is it on? Is it on?
No, it's not on. We got to turn it on so we don't. Y'all, we put a timer on because we talk too long.
We do go too long.
We're trying to be better.
All right, here we go. Which doesn't need to be that long. We can be equitable in segments.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
So I can just point the timer when you start talking about Oklahoma.
Or when you go in a rant, I can go.
I'll take that. I needed to talk about balloons.
No, I was happy. That brought me joy. But it made me... Okay. Her balloon art is gorgeous, though. I love a big,
you,
like...
You said something, balloons could be classy, and I went, no, they can't. They always look like garbage. But these look very nice.
That's what I meant
still
when I...
Still a little garbage.
Oh, I love them. They're pretty. But I get the whole popping thing. Y'all, so... We still don't have those show dates for you. We're working on it.
We promise. We've got like 4 or 5 of them confirmed. We just don't want to announce it piecemeal. Like
we don't want to give you just the tip. We want to raw dog you, but deep with all new summer dates for
the American way.
Yes, we promise. Next week we will be announcing.
Yeah.
If that, yeah. So we'll be announcing
when the pre-sale is.
Yes. So. Yeah.
And if we do get confirmation on all of them, we'll do a special announcement or something like that.
Yes, exactly. So that'll be happening. Follow us at Reality Gaze Podcast on our Instagram.
It will be announced as soon as we get it on Instagram.
That'll be the first place to be known as well in the
Facebook.
We'll
also drop it on Twitter, too.
Yeah, Twitter. We'll do it everywhere. We even put it on the TikTok.
We'll put it on Twitter, on the TikTok.
On the Rick Rock. On their on the balloons. We'll have balloons.
No, we won't.
And every time we...
There will not be balloons
at
our live show.
And every time we announce it, we'll pop it.
It's a nightmare. Just throw a dart at it.
Y'all, okay. Selling Sunset is coming this week.
Selling Sunset on our Patreon at the $5 level. April 22nd, it's coming. We're doing the ultimatum.
We're trying to get done with
the ultimatum.
It's good. It's ultimatum.
No, it is dirty, gross fuckery.
Oh,
but I can't get enough of it.
Yes, it's fuckery. Yes, I can't get enough of it either. There's already been confirmed, y'all. They're doing a totally. We don't know if it's a poly or queer or gay.
But
it's an LGBT.
I know you
version.
Sent me the link. I have never seen the real article. I've never
It is
seen.
Legit, though. It was confirmed to me by someone who works at Netflix in the LGBT.
I wish
they'd
just give you a real link.
I could read the article.
The article.
I'll try to send it to you again, but I read the whole article.
They linked, though, and it was something that
was like
wasn't
it was
there.
Like on a. Yeah, so it is coming. They're working sometime this year. That's all we know. That's really all we know about it. So, but that'll be good. That'll be good. It's going to be even messier.
Ain't no drama like lesbian drama.
Because gay people, and I mean like queer people, lesbian, gay, we fuck each other a lot quicker. Yeah.
Ask your boy here.
Exactly. So anyway, that's coming. So yeah, a lot of good. Plathville's coming back in May, just confirmed, season 4.
Bling Empire in May 13th, season 2.
There is Extreme Sisters coming. We just don't know when, but it is the
They're
going to
do it all in the summer.
I think that's, probably.
Smothered's going to be in the summer. Extreme Sisters. They'll probably follow it up with You, Me, and My Ex, the second season in the fall.
We're never going to get a vacation.
Nope. We're fucked.
No, we're just going to miss a week.
Y'all... Let's talk. That's it for the announcements.
I think that's it. Let's jump in.
Let's talk about Kara and Guillermo. Kara from Charlottesville. She's 29. Guillermo's a young 23.
He looks.
His nubile body.
He looks 18.
He does.
If not 17. He really does look
very
young.
There's a little bit of a weird vibe when she's talking about him.
He's very young looking. It's like she's
But he is legal.
It's like she's into it too much. Again, I'm going to say this again, y'all.
It's a little bit of a kink.
She has one of the best makeup applications in 90 Day Fiancé history.
That's a big deal.
Her makeup is flawless. I mean, 10 a.m., do we need a heavy eyeliner? No. But she does it well. I'm here for it.
And she's from Charlottesville, Virginia. He's from Caracas, Venezuela. Now living in the Dominican Republic.
Yes. I do agree. I do stand by what I said in part one. She feels both of these people in this section just feel like influencers looking for influencing love.
And I don't think he is.
Well, he's not, but I feel like she is a little bit. And so
I think it's real though for her.
I do think it's real. It just feels, again, I just want to meet, but gone are the days of 90 Day Fiancé when someone is an accountant.
Yeah. I don't feel that they're as extreme as Jabri and and Miona.
Gone are the days of Brett and Daya. Brett, who's at his cubicle, just looking on his internet, as working
and Daya,
in IT.
And Daya, who Daya says, your diamond has a cloud in it.
It's cloud in it. And she,
or Matt and Allah.
And you know what? Gone are the days of Filipino Cupid.
Filipino Cupid.
You don't find...
They're happy in their motorhome.
It's
home.
Not normal weird people.
Her just singing karaoke outside
of it. Finding love in Larry weird ways. Jenny. They're all influencers now who want to be reality stars. And I'm just going to say this. Casting, do better.
I agree.
I agree.
I don't think we had as many influencers on B90 this last
season. No, we did not. But I just... I'm sure none of them listen anyway, and I don't care because we've asked them to send us shows early so we can not be backed up, and they don't give a
shit.
They
don't give a fuck.
Even though we bring a million people a month to their fucking show.
I don't know if we do that.
Well, we have listeners, yes.
That's true.
So I will say.
I don't know if we can take responsibility for all that.
I'd at least bet there's at least, out of all of our listeners, at least 10,000 people who watch this show that wouldn't because we talk about it.
I might agree with that.
And so I want to say to that, to casting, do better. If you're looking on the intimate portrait, you just saw my face.
I also don't...
What's wrong? I'm Black Poodle today.
You are very, very...
I'm activated.
I also wish we could find more people in their 30s. It may be a more interesting show.
Yeah. Because they're all so young this season.
Yeah. Everyone's, except for Bilal. But he has other problems.
Well,
we just talked about
and then
last...
we haven't met, but we're going to meet her next
Annette.
Week.
Annette. Oh, I can't wait for Annette and Muhammad. Is it Muhammad?
Muhammad. Oh, I meant to make you watch it. I meant to make you watch it. There's a scene that says on this season.
Annette. I didn't watch it because I was afraid to talk about it because I didn't want to go over stuff.
But there's a scene where he's sitting with her two friends, and one of her friends is like, if Darcy and Stacey are on the scale of plastic surgery, like a hard
13,
P, or I was gonna say on the alphabet, like a P,
yeah,
as they're just plastic now, this person's definitely a good L.
Oh yes.
So she's just wearing this Loka shirt, and it looks like she's wearing a drag queen breastplate, like what's her name from Saltwater or from
Meredith.
But she looks like Meredith wearing that fake. Her just tits are out, and he's from Egypt, right?
Yes, Muhammad.
So very conservative, and so at one
he's
point
he's fucking Jack too.
And her other friend. It's got tits up too with makeup and their hair.
See?
She says,
give me this clownery.
She says, how is this making you feel? And she points to her friend's tits.
Yep.
Oh, Annette is going to save the season.
I think this story, Kara and Guillermo, Guillermo has the potential to be the heart of the season.
She was getting bad edits in the trailer. She looked like a raging lunatic in the trailer.
Right, she did.
But right now,
yeah,
I feel like they both
because he's going to be talking about her cheating in the past.
She's cheating
on me with Tom.
It's Tom, but they give me Daniel and ranch dressing. What's her Amber?
Amber, totally.
They give me Daniel. He was from Venezuela too, right?
Yes,
I feel like he was from Venezuela
because he got away for the same reason.
He was shot.
Yeah. And he and Guillermo went to a protest, and he's like, I realized I was done with it.
You realize I'm going to die, y'all.
Because I saw children digging through the garbage.
If you don't know what's... And I don't know everything. I don't read as much news as Poodle, but...
Dictatorship. It's become a dictatorship.
If you're not caught up on Venezuela, it's a rough country to live in.
Can
right
I
now.
Just say... He really lowballed the explanation. I just got to see what he said. Or maybe she did. Where I made a note of it. The political situation is here. It is. I think she says this. This Venezuela is kind of like having a difficult time politically.
Oh,
They're subtle.
They're very subtle.
That's like saying, y'all, COVID's been really difficult,
or literally saying that there's just a skirmish right now in Ukraine.
Yes,
I'm not trying to be funny. we're trying to point out, like,
it was just the way she said it.
It's really horrible right now. Yeah. So, and Daniel's story of why he left and how it was heartbreaking, and so is Guillermo's, I think. So she, anyway, but y'all, before we get to that, Kara's 29. She was in Charlottesville, North Carolina.
Virginia.
I'm sorry. Why did it?
I don't know.
Someone is from North Carolina.
They're incorrect.
Annette,
because
is Annette from North Carolina?
No. Maybe.
Someone is from.
But Charlottesville is a relatively big city in Virginia.
Isn't it a suburb of, is it D.C.?
I don't know. I don't know Virginia geography.
Y'all, he can't
hey,
know.
Hey, Siri, where's Charlottesville?
He can't know Virginia very well. Because aren't South Carolinians very snobby of Virginia?
It's barely the South.
Because Virginia says it's the South and y'all don't believe it.
Parts of it are. Why are they not telling me?
I don't know. Riveting. Okay. So she says, I live and dream about balloons. We talked about this. She says she's the Jill of all trades. She's been a dancer, a singer, massage therapist. The list goes on and on. Y'all, she's not a, whereas Emily's a woohoo girl, Kara is just a wanderlust. She is a Jessie. Let's not go there.
But
she's not a horrible sociopath.
No, there are these people.
But I meant like we're.
There are these people, we all know them, who change careers every year. They've almost, all of them have done MLMs.
And
and it just happens.
In a way.
She has a personality for that, though.
I've said it before with Emily. I respect someone who's young and can just go off and say, I just couldn't do that. I had to know how I was going to pay rent.
Yeah.
But there are some people that are like, you know what? I'm going to move to Chile for like
five months,
and whatever happens. I gotta say this.
Y'all know I do not approve of this balloon way to make money. But you know what? During COVID, she started something new.
And guess what? These type of businesses blew up in COVID.
And unlike Jabri, who says he's a hustler,
this is what a hustler does. She's not waiting for that one song.
Or trying to mow the lawn without knowing how to start the lawnmower.
No, yes.
What an entitled,
spoiled. I don't want to defend him, but so I could operate, but my dad's riding lawnmower, but he had a push mower. And I didn't know this now, but it's been so long since I mowed the lawn until I went back to Oklahoma. I haven't mowed the lawn since I was 20 years old because I've only lived in apartment complexes. So a lot of the lawnmowers are electric now, run on electric batteries.
Riveting.
I could not get my dad's mower to start.
Please, know the batteries. I'm begging you.
I kept looking for the gas thing to put the gas thing in because I didn't. And then I went, oh my God, this is a green mower in the middle of Oklahoma. I was very happy.
So Kara was a party girl. I'm just going to keep talking over you.
I'm just saying, I can see how it was difficult.
So 2 years ago, she took a job in the Dominican Republic, and this waiter came up to her table.
With a
bunch of tequila shots.
She's like, you're speaking my language.
Yes, it's true.
She gets wild on tequila, y'all.
And that's where she met. Tequila makes her clothes come off.
What? I've heard that song before.
I think it's on the Maddie's Honky Tonkin mix.
Never
on
listened
Spotify,
to it.
Which, by the way, y'all, we should talk about.
Never heard it.
People keep asking our live shows, they like the music we play. That's from Poodle's Gay Glitter Club.
That's from Volume 1 and Volume 2.
We both have a Spotify mix. So Poodle has his Glitter Club mix. I have my country mix. Come at us and we'll send them to you.
No, I put it in the Facebook group several times.
I know, but we did that like a year or
Search
two
it.
Ago. All right, fine.
No, less work for me. So she's like, he's cute. He's a beautiful young boy. Again, I don't know if she realizes how creepy it is.
One boy, one city boy.
To do coke with.
The coke with.
And he's like, but don't worry. He's like, not that young. He's like, he's 20, but he's legal. Stop talking.
If they can drink, they can think.
Don't say that. Someone will quote you.
That's already a quote. You never heard that growing up? I said that at a live show, and you went, like I'd made it up. No, you never
heard
that?
No, I've heard you say it before, and
yes,
it's not.
People say that. That's what I'm, it's very gross.
But I'm saying don't repeat it.
But anyway, that's her philosophy.
He says he's beautiful, brown, with big, fat lips. Even his grandmother.
Even his grandmother says he has beautiful, kissable lips.
I'm hoping
I call them my pillows.
I'm hoping that this is the producers are making this the cringiest version of them. I'm hoping there's less. Because I hope they turn out okay.
I tend to like her okay. I have
and
the,
I like him.
I have Oh man, I don't want to say it.
No.
We've said it before. But so far from what we've seen, I have the most hope for
me
them.
Me too. That's honestly what I think too.
But I don't know if it's because, honestly, even though she was annoying with ranch dressing and things like that, I kind of love...
We wound up loving Amber from Caribbean Love.
I love Amber and Daniel. I wish, honestly, they were on this season of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. It's interesting.
They already got married. They weren't.
I think they...
They were on 90 Day Diaries, and I haven't watched it yet.
They filmed something. I think it was Diaries.
Because she shaded me for not watching. I was like, oh my God, y'all got married. And she's like, it was on 90 Day Diaries because she didn't watch. And I was like,
That's a very Amber thing
to do. It's a very Amber thing, which kind of made me love her more.
Amber, Daniel!
Daniel!
Chicken fingers are my favorite! Chicken fingers are my chicken! Those were some great scenes in
that
season.
I don't know why she wasn't on mainstream. Like, to me...
She's a star.
But to me, that's what this 90 Day season's already missing. I want those people on that don't know they're stars. I'm not going to harp
worry,
on it anymore.
Ari's going to make a good showing. She's already having a problem with Beanie fighting with a woman.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't worry, y'all. That's going to be there.
Yeah, that's going to be
She's going to come in and rain on everybody's parade again.
You know what I'm kind of looking forward to with Ari and Benny is that Ari was very divisive in the 90 Day. And a lot of people were defending Ari, especially their first season of being pregnant.
No one is anymore.
Being pregnant, being in his country.
People still like her, though.
Being all alone. Y'all, I can't wait for you to eat your fucking words when she is fucking terrible to him in the U.S.
Well, here's the thing.
Because you know she's going to be.
We've never been fans.
No, no.
And
I'm not fans of
especially,
either of them, to be
yeah,
honest.
Beanie, the biggest problem with their last season, though, is that I said this at the live show. We never saw any of the Party House, Animal House, John Belushi antics.
And you didn't even know, told you in the live show, you didn't even know that she actually did go to the consulate with him.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to show it in this season.
And I think that was the problem with their second season.
They got a weird edit.
Yeah.
It's hard with not... That's my problem, honestly, with people, some of the cast from before the 90, like just what we've heard of like, with people like Memphis and Hamza and even like Kim and Usman, like there were missing holes in the story. And then we find out because they're already filming Happily Ever After or this or that.
And remember, y'all, with the idea and the ethos of reality television, if it didn't happen on camera, we don't know if it happened.
Yeah.
So it's...
That's why we don't follow. If we follow these people on Instagram, that means we actually like them.
Yeah.
There's very few that we do, and we don't try to read. If you're new to us, we don't try to read a lot of the news stuff unless it gets like Screen Rant or something reputable.
Yep.
Because there's just so much.
I love it how Screen Rant is reputable, but you're right. Yeah.
They did an article about us. They're reputable.
And they also do check sources.
Yes.
So
anyway, the whole point of that is we just try to like, but so much came out about Ari and Benny. We're like, man, we got kind of duped.
Yep.
Anyway.
So I could just watch the thing of Beanie's sisters throwing the wine in her face over and over again.
I know. It's like, Kara has a face for makeup of what to do. Ari has a face of what not to do. I can't stand the way she does her eyes. She looks like a raccoon.
I know.
Anyway.
It's never been good.
And she's a pretty woman.
It's never been good.
Oh.
So, anyway, she moved to the DR for work. And They adopted Cheeky Mama together, a little dog.
That's a cute name for a dog. This dog is cute.
And y'all, he took her on this hike, and then on this rock, which this is gorgeous.
This is one of the best proposals
he
we didn't see.
He proposed to her. This was before they were filming. That makes sense. I don't fault them for that.
What would you do if a guy... Would you be happy that a guy proposed to you on a rock like that, or you'd be pissed that you had to swim out there and go to that rock?
I'd need to see a financial statement before. The portfolio. Stocks, everything.
You really believe in love.
Yep. No, I believe in love. I believe in love. It takes more than love to make a good marriage and relationship.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even though I got a lot of shit for saying ask about the credit report... Takes more than love.
Takes more than love.
Yeah. So I will, moving on.
Now, would you, if someone said, okay, if you want to see my credit report, can I see yours?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
In my 20s, I would have said no. Just trust me. Just trust me. Just trust me. I will say it's easier... In your 20s, it's easy to fuck up your credit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I had a mother who was like, don't you ever do anything with credit. You'll be ruined for the rest of your life.
They do make it seem like, y'all, if you ruin your credit, you can fix it.
Yeah.
But parents do make it seem like it's
My
forever.
Mother basically told me if I ruined my credit, if I ever paid a bill late, that I might as well just go... get a raft and just push away and sail off on the ocean because my life would be ruined if I ruined my credit.
You know what my father told me? He said, Matthew, if you write a hot check to somebody, you might as well drive over to their house, walk in their front door when they don't know you're coming and look at them and just take out your dick and piss on them and say, you're a piece of shit to me.
Wow!
Because that's what it means you're telling somebody when you default on your check. That's what a big deal
that's
that
a
was
lot.
To my father. I said, okay.
That's something to process.
I know. I never told him about that hot check I accidentally wrote at Albertsons for $20. I just needed cold medicine. I didn't balance my checkbook. I was 21.
You have to balance your checkbook.
I
don't
felt
now.
Terrible. No, we don't. It's very different. We didn't have automatic payments then.
No, yeah.
God, y'all. I'm telling you, if you're a millennial, you don't remember. You have no excuse to have bad credit. We actually had to remember to send in a bill.
That's true. Everything's automatic payment
I had
now.
To write a check. Imagine I had to go to a post office, buy a stamp, and send it.
That's true.
You don't have to do anything. You just connect it to your bank.
Automatic bill payment.
Look at that. We had to work for everything. We had to work to pay our bills. We had to work to get that dick.
It's the same thing over and over again, bashing millennials.
We had to work. No, millennials deal with a lot of other stuff.
They get a lot of flack.
A lot of them started to go into a job search and there was a pandemic.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's not even millennials. Millennials are older than that.
What? There's new ones?
No, there's like Gen Z, Gen X, Gen...
Okay, this makes
Gen
me
Z.
Feel old and I don't want
Gen
to talk
Y.
about it.
Gen Y?
No. I can't hear it. I feel old.
Millennials are the generation right after us.
Yeah, that's the kids now.
Graduating no, high school. Those are people in their 30s, late 30s, and almost 40.
No.
Yeah.
No, like my there's nephew, like, he's a millennial.
No.
He's 20. Okay.
No, he's not. There's like four generations after that. You're just old, and you forget when things change and pass you by.
We need to move on. I don't like this anymore.
Even your accent nail can't make you get.
Oh
past
yeah, if
you
watch Intimate Portrait, I have an accent nail.
I swear to God, whenever you're doing something with your hands, I'm like, it looks like a big woman named Celia. it's coming at me.
I've got a lot of compliments. I like it. I don't know what I'm going to do next. I think it's going to take, though.
I'm okay with the gray color. I still don't like the black color.
This isn't black. It's actually
dark blue.
Dark blue.
No one cares about any of this.
No.
So, the next thing, y'all, she's moving down to DR. He proposed. They're doing the K-1 because she thinks she's like... because her next venture is, of course, real estate, which is what everyone started during the pandemic. Every one of my New York friends now has a real estate license. Every single one of them. Who was once an actor, and then you were a personal trainer.
It's fine. But here's the deal. Again, I've said this before, so I won't harp on it. But I think I guess Kara's a hard worker, but I hope she doesn't think it's easy. A lot of people think, I'm going to real estate it's easy. It's very hard work.
I think it feels very entrepreneurial for people that you can make your own, you can work for yourself.
Yeah, I get it.
But I'm saying when 10% of the population of Manhattan has their real estate license, it makes things kind of difficult.
We'll see. But you know what? As you said, she's smart and she's a go-getter.
Yeah.
Like she is not, even we're already kind of, what reminds us of Amber and Daniel, y'all, she's, I don't want to say a type A.
My parents sell real estate, so I'm not downing real estate.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm saying though, I think that's why I have family that works in real estate. So I think a lot of people are like, oh, I'll just sell. I'm like, it's not that easy, honey.
But it's very attractive to people.
Yes. And I think, especially now, because it's on television shows. Yep. So
luxury.
People think, oh, I'm going to flip houses. It's easy.
Right.
No, it's not.
But like, I can sell a house with my personality.
No. How many times did y'all not have dinner? Your mom came home late because they were fixing up a fucking house to sell and shit like that. A lot.
A lot.
A lot. That was
Jay Bird, I need to make dinner for your brother tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my aunt, darling, Aunt Peggy. You go over there and they're sweating and they got paint all over them. It's a lot of fucking work. So,
You just brought back some trauma.
Poodle's just eating tuna helper alone.
I never ate tuna helper. Are you kidding? I made real dinner.
At what age?
I was 10 or 12. I could make dinner for my...
That's gay. That is gay.
You know what? I wasn't 10. I was probably 12 where I could make dinner.
That's still gay.
But I wasn't supervised to use... I could make stuff in the microwave and heat up stuff, but I could not use the stove by myself till I was like 13 or 14. Because my mother was afraid I'd burn myself.
I, with you as her child, I would worry.
Yeah.
I would worry.
But then I had to cook... dinner for, and sometimes my dad would get home late and we'd have to do it, but my dad would, it was mostly for my brother and I.
And then how old were you when you started planning menus and requesting different and going grocery shopping?
That was like 14. That was when I started getting that. Yeah, when I first, y'all, if that show Chopped Kids would have been on, I would have been one of those little queers on it with like a jaunty hat. I'm like, I've made for you rhubarb foam.
That gay.
With
that would have been you.
Rhubarb foam. And I think it's got the great texture. And this has got a little bit of like chickpea dust.
And you would have
it.
Gone and probably by James instead of
probably.
Jake.
Had a little like weird pork pie thing with a loud shirt. And I'm like, I've always wanted to be a chef. And I'm going to destroy all the competition. Okay?
That is, I look back on both of our childhoods. We would have been child stars if our parents, they didn't know.
I'm still upset.
I told my mother, I begged her. They had no vision for our lives.
I swear to God, if Chopped Kids would have been on, I would have murdered someone to be on it.
You would have. You would have.
And then I would have murdered a child
on camera.
Competitor.
On camera.
Yes. God, when I see those kids, I was like, this is ridiculous. And I went, oh, maybe I'm hating what I really resent in myself. But yeah, but I will say, I would never be as pretentious as some of those kids are.
No, I can't watch it. It's too. Yeah. I'm like, you're not children.
It's too much.
So,
behind! I'm like, yeah, you want behind.
And so, I like her right now, y'all, but I know I'm going to eat those words.
I'm worried about it.
I like Kara now, but
I like him,
yeah.
And I'm worried I'm going to eat those words, too.
We're Matt Sharp has fucked us over too many times.
The other thing, you guys, because of COVID, they haven't seen each other in over a year. Because
they were living together. They got engaged. She was going to go back. They were going to file for the whole fiancé. And yes. Yep. So
But he's been approved. And the only problem is he's got an expired passport. Now, I kind of understand because he really can't go back to Venezuela right now.
I think this is only fraudacity.
It feels fraudacity.
Y'all, the U.S. is approving Venezuelan passports because they know...
It's diplomatic stuff.
They're not going to send someone back to live in a right. country with a dictatorship.
He's fine. He's fine. This is Fred Astaire.
Wasn't it Marcos who left Venezuela? Y'all, on Below Deck, remember.
He can't go back.
Marcos left because he worked for the dictator. He can't go back because not because he...
They'll kill him.
He would get like a bad job. They would kill him because he saw them kill all people that were his friends that worked. So, yeah, it's bad.
And she's basically, y'all, this is when she starts feeling like a little like his mother. She's like, if I didn't push Guillermo,
this is the Amber thing.
It's very Daniel and Amber reminiscent. I didn't push Guillermo, things wouldn't get done. And she's like, sometimes I'm a little concerned about how young he is. But anyway, back to me.
Kara does seem self-involved. She seems like a go-getter, but she does. She is all, even like when they Skype, the video comes up and she's like, anyway.
I liked it when she's like, I gotta go. He's like, don't drink it so fast.
So when he comes up on that Skype, he looks 17.
He looks very young.
Very, very. But again, y'all.
He is hot, though.
He is hot.
With a big penis.
Big dick, y'all. Big dick that so far that we've seen on this season.
Biggest one.
I would say so.
Huge.
Yeah.
Pendulous. A pendulous dong.
Yeah. We've only seen pictures of Kobe. I don't know what he looks like in real life.
Yeah, we'll see.
We have to wait. So,
but little skinny boys like that, they're hung like horses.
Sneaky snakes just come right out. So, but he talks about, on another note, he talks about how he saw little kids fighting for food in his home country. And
in the garbage.
Yeah, and he was part of their resistance.
Resistance, yeah.
And
which every time I can think of, I think of Star Wars.
I know. And so he thought he was...
It's a trap. The resistance.
It's a trap. He thought he was going to die. So that's why... So
he's
left.
He's like, I want to have a life.
So he moved to Punta Cana.
And this is, I want to say, these are the stories that we watch nowadays for that are so inspirational. But people moving for better lives.
Remember when this used to be called the Learning Channel?
I think that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but
they haven't
still,
went by that in
these
for a long time.
Are the inspiring stories that make us think about our own humanity and what we have and what we don't. Yeah.
He was working at the restaurant and he was like, he met Kara and he's like, and then later on she said, do you want to kiss me? And he's like, of course I did. And he's buying her flowers. He's like, usually when I used to date girls in the DR, it was more like party, kiss, bye. And I was like, those were my 20s too.
And
more like party fuck bye.
And I wrote, Poodle's going to relate to that statement. I know him
party,
so well.
Party fuck bye.
Bye. Actually, really, it's more like party fuck.
Get out.
Where did Jake go? Because he just left.
Party fuck
leave.
Leave. So, y'all, she's flying there to get him just because the process. They want to make sure everything's okay.
That and... I feel like she needed micromanage.
She needed micromanage because she worried about him fucking it up.
I kind of understand, though. He is young.
I would.
He's a young 23.
100. But that's my go-to is I have to be hands-off in just my relationship because I'll want to control too much and do too much. So she's not there yet.
No.
She's not going to. Maybe when they gets over there. But
now, she does show up. And he's there. He's so nervous, y'all.
He's so cute with his flowers.
This feels like old school Night at Fiancé. You can tell these people love each other.
Yes.
She's crying. You see him start to cry.
Yes.
And he's a little worried. You can tell also when he kisses her, he's a good kisser. You could just tell.
Yeah,
I have a kind of a thing for him. Obviously.
Shocker.
Yeah. I usually don't love young looking guys, but... He's a young-looking Latin guy.
Please, please. Do you know how many times there's a guy in Poodle like says, look up his age. And I'm like, he's 20. He goes, oh, thank God.
I don't think,
But you're not into young guys.
Yeah.
But you're not necessarily into old guys.
I'm not into them.
Because I wish you were into old guys. It's kind of a problem.
You know, I'm into old guys, but they have to have younger
spirits.
It's
too late now. You fucked it up because your twink years are gone.
Okay.
They're gone and you can't fuck up to your station in life like a woman should.
We're going to take a break while I go cry in the bathroom.
All right, y'all. We'll see you after the break.
Wow.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all know what the ancient Chinese proverb says?
No.
If an influencer wears a cute outfit and doesn't put it on Instagram, did it even happen?
Did anyone see it? Did anyone see it?
And does it matter?
Does it matter?
We're talking about Jabri and Miona.
Does it affect your persona?
What a try hard.
Yeah.
Everything is trying. This is where you were talking about at the beginning of episode one, where this influencer culture has infiltrated the show. This is the main example here.
The main example. It's in others, but this is by far the main example.
Y'all, now, I will say, some of the things he's wearing are cute. They're trying too hard. It doesn't seem effortless, the style. What do you think? Especially in South Dakota.
I mean,
it's like he's wearing South Dakota chic. I guarantee you he does not wear that in Los Angeles.
No, or maybe he is. You know what? I like that he grew up in South Dakota, in Rapid City, South Dakota, and whether it's a gimmick or not, that he's putting a different narrative of what we think about people from South Dakota and Rapid City.
Definitely.
And he's, you know, a lot of people, like, there's been saying, like, oh, I can't believe, like, a black man's wearing a cowboy hat. And I'm like, you need to do your research. There's a lot of black cowboys. Like,
yeah.
So I like that he does, that it's his home to him. But 100%, he never wears a Patagonia throw over his shoulders in Los Angeles.
No.
Never.
And never. I doubt he wears it in South Dakota.
It feels kind of like what we felt with Ari when she first went to Ethiopia, right there. And she just felt like, so, and I know it's different because she's a white bird, but it feels the same as the trying to put on something they're not.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like he's this.
I'm saying
is the best word for it.
Yeah, he's a tryhard.
He's always trying to be a South Dakota person. And I bet you when he's in L.A., he tries to be so L.A.
Yeah.
And when he tries to, when he lives in New York, he tries to be so New York. And y'all, we just saw a tweet that the Black Serbs, his band said, I just wish he would try to finish this album. They literally are shading him for not finishing the album.
It was really hard for me to take this seriously.
Yeah.
This whole segment.
And when I don't take something seriously,
there's no stakes.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And the only person I cared about
His mom.
Was his mother and dad, that they have to put up with this shit.
You can see the exhaustion on his mother's face.
She's so exhausted because
they've put him, he's put them through more than Emily's parents have gone through.
Yes, and she's, Miona's the same way.
Yeah.
They're the same. They're the same person.
Blake and Jasmine 2.0.
Yeah, that really
Although
is the best.
Blake was at least more, I think Blake was annoying. We haven't really met her a lot. She's got to be more likable than Jasmine. But maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, possibly. It's going to be.
Blake didn't try as hard as Jabri is. It just.
Well, he was pretty thirsty. He did say they would like to come on our show in a cameo.
That's true.
Y'all, we're fucking trash. So, at least, especially back then. Now we've gotten like good people like
Molly and Cynthia.
We've had Kyle and Noon.
Noon at our live shows.
We're very, y'all, some of you messaged me like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to say the names, but like, are you going to talk to this person? We're quite discerning. And it's not
also,
because we're snobs.
We've talked shit about most of the people and they know about it.
It's not that we're snobs. It's that we listen to Kyle and Kim from Cray Cray. Y'all listen to 98 Cray Cray. We love them.
Please.
Please. And the best piece of advice they said was, don't
talk to
everyone.
These people.
Paul has our number and he won't stop calling.
Yeah, they did that where they interviewed a lot of people in the beginning.
Yes.
We haven't done that. We got Darce and Stace.
We got the queens. But it's just not, we want to interview someone if we're truly either a fan or truly interested in them.
Or if they have something. The other thing you guys
have a small list. There's people that we're still trying to cultivate that with.
I think the other.
But anyway, yeah, Blake and Jasmine, not so much.
The other difference is, we've talked so much shit about a lot of people, and the cast will try to say they don't listen to everything, that
y'all,
they listen to everything. TLC doesn't know who we are, but the cast knows who we are, and they listen to everything.
They listen to everything.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Someone will tell them about
like
it.
Like I told
to
that story, like Angela said to me
on
Instagram.
They listen to everything.
I heard what you've been saying about me.
They listen to everything.
I would too, probably. If I was like, once you get super famous, I think you don't listen. But
when we've reached out a couple of times, or when they've reached out, they're like, yeah, I listen to you guys sometimes. Sometimes you haven't said something nice about me.
You know what? Yeah. I think Darce and Stacey don't listen.
They don't.
I don't think they listen.
No, they don't. They make up what they want to think in their own heads.
I think probably now Larissa doesn't listen.
No, but yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, y'all, so he's on his motorcycle, and he says, growing up, I was a jellyfish in a small pond. I still don't know what that means. I was a jester.
Well, because he wasn't just a fish.
He was a jellyfish.
I'm glad he has this. I'm glad he has the confidence. I'm glad that he felt like an outsider.
Doesn't it feel like an Instagram bio?
But what it is, you know what? Like, I'm sure if I sat and had a conversation with him, it would be fine. It's just having to watch hours and hours of television of him self-editing and being performative. I love that he's probably someone, he talks about this, who felt isolated for being different and colorful.
100%.
For being black. I guarantee you he was probably, with him wearing like colorful clothes and stuff, and being an artist, he was probably called gay.
Yep.
So I love that he can reframe that and be like, I'm a confident. But there's a difference of reframing being confident and being like, and this idea of he feels special.
Yeah.
Y'all, we're all special and we're all not special. So it's like putting your specialness, that means that your song needs to be the one hit more than somebody else's song.
Well, he's a musician, because of course he is. In a band
called gonna destroy
the him. Black Serbs.
The Black Serbs.
Again, it's a hat on a hat. It's a hat on a hat. He's in Serbia playing. Now, we think.
But so why are they called the Black Serbs?
We don't know.
Because I don't know. Maybe that's a thing I don't know about Serbian culture or
I don't
something.
Know.
Because he's got another band member who's white, who's real hot.
Who's hot. Who he started the band with, David.
Who, so you didn't see this, but on this season of 90 Day Fiancé.
I missed everything.
They get in a fucking fist fight.
Ooh, hot.
A full-on fist fight in a music studio.
Ooh.
So But I mean, that's what their storyline's going to be about. It's going to be like, this is like Myla Vox 2.0, y'all. She's going to be fighting with this fucking van. She's going to be the Yoko Ono that breaks up the Black Serbs.
How sad.
How sad.
What will music do? But he's doing his song, Rat Race. I will say, it's not as terrible as some of the other music.
No, it wasn't bad.
It was at least interesting.
Yeah.
I need
to hear.
He had interesting
lyrics. Yeah, hear more.
I need to hear. It's definitely better than Hot Sauce, Tariq's song.
It's not as good as My Pussy Has Wi-Fi.
That's true.
That's a bop. Or as Usman's new song,
Zara.
Zara,
You Got Me Twisted.
It's a bop.
Less auto-tune than Usman.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think anyone will ever beat, like, your number on my phone.
Song of the summer. Song of the summer. Everyone was asking us to come to the club and sing it. Someone in Decatur, Georgia asked them to come to their bar.
Not even that.
Not
even. No, they even made that up. So I wrote, this is the definition of big in Europe. This
is the definition
of huge in Sweden or something like that.
That's true.
And so his friend took him to Serbia.
David, the hot one.
David. Yeah, and he loved the culture. And they were playing a gig, and he saw Miona in the audience. And she's a makeup artist. And he's a sexy fireball. Y'all, she looks like a Kardashian. That's all you need to know. Fillers, big lips.
I mean,
eye makeup.
The lip fillers are like, she's one of those people where I think she's, how old did they say she is?
She's 23 years old.
She just looks, after a while,
she looks 30.
You've had so much, I don't even think you look 30. You just look like a wax figure. So there's actually not age because you're not a human.
Right.
Sorry, that sounds horrible, but her lips are so big. And I think she got butt injection, or either she's very curvy. I don't want to talk about her body because I don't know if that's a real body or not. But a lot of it looks enhanced.
Yeah, I think that's a good
thing. On your face, I feel like I have talked about makeup
now,
choices and things
like that. I will
like
say there are certain parts of Europe where women are starting to look like that more often. But there's definitely some Kardashian influences going on.
It's problematic, and it's she's going to eat him alive, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a couple more things he told about his life. He left home at 17, and then I ended up, and I wrote down, of course you did, in Los Angeles, because that's where rejects go, who don't really fit in with where they end.
Oh, that's what you mean, like a positive term of rejects. Yeah. I know, but some people think reject is a narrative.
People who don't fit in.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, go. Yeah, you're clear. Okay.
Yeah. And, well, also rejects in the negative way come to Los Angeles,
we
too.
We all go. But that's what I love. That's probably one of my favorite things about Los Angeles, besides the weather, because there's no fucking polar bombs. I love that this is a city of dreamers.
It is.
And creators. I love that about our city. And I didn't realize after living here for so long, and you go other places, a lot of other cities aren't like that.
No.
And so, and good for him.
The other thing I say about Los Angeles, and not everyone finds this, you have to kind of work for it. Los Angeles is a city that bends and melds itself to who it can be anything for anyone.
I agree with that.
New York, you're almost at the will of the city, and you have to learn to live that way.
I agree.
And I really do believe that if you're in Los Angeles, if you look hard enough, you can find anything you want. There's such a diverse kind of group.
You really have to work hard and seek it out.
Yeah, you do.
And I think I can see Jabri doesn't seem like the type of person, honestly, who works hard and seeks things out.
I think he floats. He floats. I like his parents a lot. I think the fact that he left home at 17 means that he didn't necessarily like the things they were telling him about life. And he wanted to, because they seem like very reasonable people.
They do. You can tell his mother works in mental health, the way she speaks to him and the way she's pointing
out things. It's firm, but it's not emotional a lot of times.
Yes, but that's where I go back to the thing of him feeling special. You wonder,
Yeah, he's everyone's best boy.
Is he? He probably, when he back in his hometown, he always got the attention. And like, that's why I think for you and I,
big fish in a little pond.
We ended up going to really good music schools.
Yeah.
Where back home, everybody's like, oh my God, you're so good. And we went to these music schools where everybody's like, yeah, we don't give a shit about you.
Yeah.
You're not even the best person here. You've got to work really hard. I bet he moved to LA kind of thinking things would just happen for him.
Right.
Meaning that he still thinks he just needs one hit song.
And I'm not saying it can't happen.
No.
It won't happen after 28. But he is aging into where he needs to figure out something.
He does look young, though.
But I want to say this. 28, you're getting to the place where if you haven't, you can make career transitions. I've made like four. But
five if you count that website.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. What? Six if you count another venture I'm working on.
Poodle's building an app, but most of you don't want to subscribe. He found someone from 4chan to design it. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. It's Lithuanian. If you can't read Cyrillic, it's not going to really help you. Let's just say there's trained cats involved.
Stop it. I'm sorry I brought it up.
And a lot of BDSM gear.
Wow.
But this idea of he at 28, he's still so fucking naive. This is somebody who
he's very naive.
Who really hasn't learned what the life lessons.
Kind of reminds me of an Emily.
Yes.
Here is Emily. You think most people learn after they have a baby.
Right.
She had the baby. The baby's 17. And she's still kind of living in this fantasy.
And I will say, being in a band and being desired by tens of fans. Let's be honest.
But still, he is a good-looking guy.
He is.
He thinks he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Because he seriously goes to producers like, hey, when can I take my shirt off? I got it.
I know.
Can I mow the lawn?
That was, honestly, this is one of those real try hard moments. Let's just talk about the tattoos and get them out of the way. The one around his neck is the one that's the most striking because it's like four moons and a wolf.
I guess.
I've seen that symbol other places. Y'all come at me if you know what that is. There's a couple other full portraits of people, and I assume these are family
members.
Even
on his leg, faces of people.
Now, one looks like David of David and Annie.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe he was a fan.
The biggest one looks like David.
David, are
so
you?
So, y'all, maybe Jabri was just a huge fan of the huge franchise. Fan.
Someone
David was his role model.
Somebody listening right now just said, that's a good idea. I never thought of that. I could put Uthman on my chest, and then we would literally be skin to skin all the time.
Maybe there's one on the back with Larry from Filipino Cupid
Maybe.
Trying to eat the lechon.
Maybe.
I don't want to eat it.
Remember, y'all, Poodle said he would fuck him for a free month
free
at
McDonald's. I would do a lot of things for free McDonald's.
I've never actually turned your skin.
It'd be a nice penis.
I've never seen your skin turn green when you realized you would have sex with him for free McDonald's.
I'd have sex with, yeah. I would not have sex with his cousin, the human thumb.
No.
I didn't like human thumb.
No, no.
Even for the McDonald's. But okay. Larry seems like he'd be decent in the sack.
Yeah.
Nice penis.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And he'd be very appreciative.
He would. He might cry.
So, anyway, we meet the mom. This is good. He moved back home to South Dakota. He's like, mostly because me and Miona just spent a lot of money on travel.
Yeah, well, that was an after. He first said he put it with COVID.
Yep.
COVID shut down anything and we're not touring. Okay, you make a little bit of money. Y'all, inside baseball, we're starting to tour now, like Little Smart, like with a big band. Like, they're not making a ton of money.
No, you're not.
They moved back because what I think I said this in the live show, he spent too much money on his credit cards.
Yep.
Traveling the fucking world.
Yep.
Being an influencer.
Yep.
thinking someone was just going to find him, how special he was, and he would suddenly just get an ad from like Manscaped.
It is that.
That would pay him $100,000.
Let's hope for that. Cross your fingers for Manscaped. It is that specialness level for him. And I don't get that feeling from the parents that they ever encourage that. But some people just develop that.
Some people just develop that. Yeah. But it's like, I get it. You know, sometimes narcissism comes from, obviously, a lot of times it comes from this feeling of being inadequate, feeling othered. It's just like a lot of other things in our life. We develop these things, our body, our mind, develop these responses to protect us.
Right.
But then it's anxiety, anger, are protectants. But then they develop into...
Yeah, pathologies.
Debris.
Yeah.
And it's... I think guys with tattoos are hot.
This is...
But I don't...
It's a try-hard tattoo body.
It's like a try-hard tattoo body. And because also, you know, you're kind of into neck tattoos because it...
I kind of am.
I'm not into neck tattoos as much. But
I dated a guy with one. Not one, like a whole neck sleeve.
What would your mother say if she met
Jay Bert? Could you imagine...
I can't take him to church.
What would Tunky Stokes say? I talked to a woman at the Atlanta show who was from my hometown. We were talking, and she's like, you mentioned Tunky Stokes one time. And she's like, Tunky Stokes? Oh, my God. And we talked about Tunky. And then she's like, I think Tunky Stokes is dead. I said, I think she is, too. And then she's like, then I asked my mother, no, I think she's fine.
Really?
Yeah. No, I think she is dead, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I just love it that there was one person listening who lost their mind when I said Tunky Stokes.
She did lose her mind. Wow.
Anyway, it's like when you mentioned Dennis Gothard. There are people
there.
There
are people
there
who know Dennis Gothard. So he was raised, so his...
His mom, his Mahala.
His mom, Mahala. Mahala or Mahalia?
Mahala.
Mahala, right. His bio dad, he doesn't really know.
Yep.
So his stepdad.
Brian is his stepdad. He calls dad.
We're just going to call him dad. Yep. It's his dad. And he brings up and talks about, because it is part of his storyline, his mom, he said, my mom is this badass biracial therapist grew up in the middle south.
Again,
South Dakota.
I understand it. It sounds like he's reading her Instagram bio.
It does. But I feel like that's, look, but what I was going to bring up, being biracial in South Dakota in the fucking like 80s and 90s, you probably, of course, you have to build up your black son in this community. So I'm glad he has so much confidence, but you're so try hard is just the perfect word for him. It's just like he took all of this. It's relentless. And it's it's just this idea of it feels like success should just come to him.
I'd love to get who was it who was saying this about? It was some person on where I just wanted to get him in a room and stare at him, and he starts to talk, and I would go, Stop it.
What was that?
Stop it. I want to see you. Be you. Stop it. Stop all this shit. Drop all this shit and let me see you.
That was a show we covered.
Yeah. I'm trying to think because it was Stephanie where I said, I want to, where I would just keep talking with her. And as soon as she said something that was so influencer, I would say, stop it. I don't buy it.
Yeah. But a lot of people on this show feel Stephanie.
Yeah.
That they're using this to promote their brand.
Yeah.
And because he's already thinking of that. He literally says to his mom, He's saying that Mahala has a persona,
she dresses like that, like for her Instagram persona, and she's like, so do you really even know her?
No,
so they don't know each other at all.
Miona's not excited to come to South Dakota. She wants to be in Los Angeles. And Jabri's like, I struggle. He talks about his struggles. He's like, but what I've learned, he's like, I left this and I get this. Poodle and I ran away from our hometowns.
Yeah.
And I got to give the guy credit in that I still can't go back to my hometown and say, this is my home.
No.
I can go back and say, I was raised here and I love family and friends here, but it feels like I'm wearing a glove with only four fingers when I'm there.
That's interesting because I don't think you would have said that 5 or 8 years ago. I think you would have still said it was your home.
I think definitely like in living back there for a year and a half or a year, there's actually things I love about it more. And actually now even in life, things I miss being able to see my brother a couple of times a week. I wish actually I could be with him and my cousin Kelly, who's like my sister. I actually wish they were in my weekly life.
But I'm saying you used to rhapsodize about it, how great it was.
But I think also going back there was just, I forgot about the trauma of growing up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot about that. So, and going back there kind of re-triggered that, which I talked to my therapist about that and all that kind of stuff. So, but I admire him that someone who probably experienced a lot of shit growing up can go back and kind of own it and say, I love this place. It's home now. It either means he's made a real kind of 180 in his kind of the awareness mentally, or he owes a lot of credit cards, y'all.
It's no,
he's
it's,
like $50,000 in debt. And no, but I mean, he's convincing.
No, I agree.
He's convincing himself, we got to make this work because I can't afford for her to come here.
It's also the devil you know is easiest. It doesn't matter how you feel. Someone.
That too.
Yeah.
I think he just owes a lot of money in credit cards.
No, I'm saying, yes, definitely. But I'm saying the idea of him going back to this place, I think is not. I think it may be brave that you're talking about. I think it's easy. I think it feels like him saying, this is something I can fall back on.
Mm,
and I even if he may have issues about it, it's something he knows.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
The worst thing this guy can have is to be challenged in his own where he goes.
Yeah.
He needs people to know who he is.
Yeah, he does.
And
he stands out when he's at home.
Yeah.
He always wants to stand out.
At least he knows his rep.
Because he wouldn't stand out in L.A.
Nope.
And I don't mean that in a bad. It's just
no,
we
he
have tons of thousands of people who look like him,
so,
who act like him.
The next thing.
Because he is charming.
He is. And that's what
I'm
saying.
And he has star qualities. Not that he's not talented.
I want to like him. That's why I wish I could get them in that one in that room, be me and him in a light just swinging, and we're talking, and he'll say, and then I'm like, stop, stop, stop. I don't believe any of that.
Yeah.
And you just break them down to finally you're like, no, I want to learn how to communicate without talking about you, and trying to convince me of something. Can we talk like people?
It'll be interesting to see what it's like when she comes.
Yeah.
Because that's somebody he technically loves and is in a relationship with, so will that drop? Will that the try hard? Will he double down?
I think this a person
either way will be interesting.
I think
to see.
He is only interested in being with people who make him feel even more of an influencer.
But no, what I'm interested though is he's talks about. He even says we've lived this honeymoon vacation lifestyle.
Yeah,
it's the only time we've been together. What happens when she comes and they're just sitting in his living room in South Dakota?
It's going to be messy because he's going to have to live the life of the when he was growing up and wasn't this influencer yet.
Yeah,
and
so that's the interesting part to me.
So the next thing, y'all, mom is saying, what's going to happen? Can you? She looks like she wants to live in Beverly Hills. You know what?
I think
it's time for an episode of Reality Gaze Theater. I'm going to be playing the role of Jabri.
I forgot who. Okay, Jabri. Okay.
And I'm going to let you play Mahala, the therapist.
Okay. I wish I had a car again.
And those cute little chic glasses she's
got. I know.
Got.
She looks very therapist-y.
So this is when they're talking about, he's like, she looks like she lives in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And that's when she brings up the subject of money.
Yes.
So we'll start. And
action.
Scene.
Or scene.
And action, you're right.
You know, son,
Yeah.
I'm just nervous because her social media looks like she wants to, you know.
Yeah.
She wants to live in Hollywood and.
No.
Beverly, and you just, Beverly Hills, you can't live life like that.
No, we won't live in Beverly Hills. We'll live in like Eagle Rock. Or like,
I don't know what
that is. I went
to
a house party in Eagle Rock, and it was like, there were so many amazing content creators there. Like, someone had like an independent movie playing in the background.
What's a content creator?
Oh my God, Mom, with so much. Oh, Mom, you're talking about money, but and all we have to do is like speak it into existence, Mom. I went to a Landmark meeting when I was there last time. It was like, it will blow your mind. We're going to go next time I'm there.
Honey.
Yeah.
Honey. You have to work to make money.
You're always talking about money.
You can't
hustle. Oh, my God.
And back in my day.
Lame.
But people that didn't work for money were known as hustlers. Do you want to be
I am a hustler.
What?
I am a hustler.
You're a hustler?
I could sell salt to slugs. I could sell like meat to a vegan. Don't you understand? I'm a hustler. I'm out there working every single day. I just need one hit. I just need one hit. Give me a doll. Give me a doll. I'm Neely O'Hara. The queen of it all. I just need a doll. One doll.
You're avoiding the subject. You're avoiding the subject.
Just need one song.
And scene.
I went into Valley of Dolls there just a little bit.
But, I need to watch that movie. I've never seen it.
Oh, Patty Duke.
I know, and I love
Patty
her.
Patty Duke.
Never seen it.
I'm Neely O'Hara. Just give me one doll. It's a genius film. So gay. So campy gay.
She's such a good, or was such a good actor.
She's gone now.
We can talk about her.
Anyway.
She's already dead.
When
he said, all it's going to take is one song.
And he's like, Mom, why are you always talking about money? All you need to do is speak it into existence. And I scream laughed. And I'm like, you're here because you've got no money.
Yeah, because you have no money. And even the mom says, she's like, I want him to be happy.
Super calm.
She's like, but he needs to be choosing someone who's a real partner. And he's that, and I hear them. She said, and later on, she says, you know, I hear the way you speak together, and when you get in arguments, and she calls you stupid.
Yeah.
And she says, y'all, Mom's, we were saying that she's not emotional. She doesn't put up with shit.
No, no, no.
This is, y'all, this woman, in a much more healthy way, is gonna give Mother Debbie a run for her money. And I mark my words now. Mom's going to see to this.
No, she's going to shred Miona.
Mom is going to see that this relationship is done.
I agree. Did you notice what Mom and Dad said? This is a really great way to phrase this. Dad even said, we're laying out what...
Are you hearing us? He said that.
What we need for you guys to do. Are you hearing it? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm hearing you. Y'all, in that moment, he turns into a 14-year-old boy.
Which happens a lot of times when people move back with their parents.
Yeah, but I have a feeling it happened when he talked to them in Los Angeles, too.
No, but I'm saying this, he's still the same emotional age he was when he moved back there, like reverse when he was, because he left at 17. And the mom says, you know what? You always have to learn from your experience, so go ahead. So and that's what the mom is learning. Y'all. I'm sitting on the couch with somebody who's like that. Poodle learns the hard way.
I need to learn through experience.
I can tell him, Poodle, you should do this. Da da da.
Yeah, he'll never.
No.
Never stop running your mouth about it either.
No, I won't. Point an example. I told this bitch for 3 years she needed to get a TSA pre-check. I don't need it. What do I need that for?
I didn't fly that
much. And then after the third time of me sitting in the airport just waiting for him to get through the line, someone got it real quick.
Yeah.
But.
I wasn't going to let you be ahead of me.
But he had to learn the hard way. I think, which you don't do that about everything in your life. You just do it with some things, mainly things that cost money because you don't want to spend money on things, which is a good quality to have because Jabri doesn't have that quality.
No, neither
at
of them
all.
Are good with their money, it looks
and
like.
And he's not good with his
now,
money. And
did you notice that?
This is going to be terrible.
All
like,
of a sudden,
kind of great.
We go to Little House on the Prairie, and he's like, oh, they're making me do chores. I hate chores. Kicks rock.
Kicks rock, yes.
All of a sudden, y'all, this is someone who lives at home and is not paying rent and has a real problem with helping out his parents.
It's the exact opposite of, I told my dad I would mow the lawn because I was fighting with my father who could barely walk trying to get on a lawnmower because he was like, I'm going to mow my own lawn. I'm an adult.
Right.
Just if you went to live with your parents, I would automatically help out with stuff.
Yeah.
And be upset if my parents didn't let me do things.
I just love him saying, I hate chores. Ugh.
Meanwhile, he calls Miona, who he calls looks like a sexy zebra.
She's funny, shopping.
Y'all. He's funny. He's charming. And she's shopping. And
it's like, I can't provide for the Kardashian lifestyle she wants. He's even aware.
And he says, I'm trying to be smart with money. I want to say how. I bet you he's someone, and I used to be this when I was younger. I'd be like, I'm going to be better with my money. But I had no action plan. I didn't write out a budget. Y'all, you're not going to just magically be better at things if you don't take actual practical action to get better at
and
it.
And nor will it get better if you say, I'm not going to spend any money and you're cheap for everything. That's not going to work either.
He doesn't get this. A thing that a financial advisor blew my mind once, and he said, it's a reason why I call it currency. There has to be a current. If you hoard money, you block the current. It's like damming up water. If you overspend, it's a flood. It has to be a currency. Jabri doesn't get that.
No. So she's basically saying, it's like, are you ready to come to Rapid City? And she's like, no, I'm more excited to see LA and New York. Of course she's going to say that. And then he's like, well, we're going to have to stay in South Dakota for a while. Why don't we have our wedding here?
Just 6 months, or notice he doesn't say a year. He just says 6 months or 12 months. And pretty soon he's going to be like, just 32 months.
And then you realize, you guys, they have not said one word about money.
No.
Because that's money, the biggest red flag.
Because when you live your life on social media, and you
money again, is irrelevant.
It's not a persona, y'all. That is her real life. I guarantee you, if you ask Darcy what Darcy's real life is, it's on social media.
Yeah.
So what happens is nothing is real.
Yep.
Nothing is real. And that's the only thing I'm kind of, and maybe it's, you know, masochistic of me or I don't want to see them because they feel not like real people. However, if we see her move there and their Instagram filter begins to crack and break, and we see how if one of them has to suddenly, if especially Jabri has to fucking look at life from a real perspective, that would be fascinating to me. I don't see that jump happening.
Only person who would facilitate that might be his mother.
And I just don't. He is so deep in himself. Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I agree. So the next thing is she's like, no, we're going to have a beach wedding. And she's like, well, honestly, then he asks, and this is when we go, I was like, oh, you guys are going to unredeemable here. He's like, well, don't you love me enough to stay in South Dakota for 12 months? That has nothing to do with it.
I loved her response when she said, how does that have to do with me loving you? Because to be honest, I think she's going to tear him up. But in Miona's defense, you have given her this life. And I bet you told her on vacations, baby, I'm going to take you to Saint-Tropez. Baby, I'm going to take you to fucking Spain.
Because that's...
we're going to live the life.
That is for him the way it is his Instagram
100%
life.
Jorge and Anfisa.
Yes, George, but...
I call him Jorge. But totally George and Anfisa, y'all. He promised you this. He promised you that. He promised you everything. I'm telling you this, and I'm telling you that. And the times I tried. And I
Miona, away.
Miona. I died.
I could honestly die.
Do you think about
I could honestly get my lips done again.
She
Fillers. I just want fillers in my face.
Y'all, please just step back from the fillers if you just take a look.
Courtney Cox looks amazing because she got her fillers dissolved.
Yeah.
She looks
great. Remember when she was,
you wonder why Courtney Cox looks so much better, she got her fillers dissolved.
Yeah. So just a little bit about their mom brings up at the end, can we just talk about kind of how she dresses? And I thought this was a very interesting tactic because I thought it was, and he's like, mom, you're like a feminist and everything. And I just don't know. I don't think that's where she's coming from. I think she's thinking about for the town that they're going to, is it possible that she could not dress in like what looks like a swimsuit top all
possible.
The time.
Possible. I mean, I wonder that too, because it did. Because I don't love it when people are telling a woman what to wear.
I know.
It was like, that's like a Powell and Russ thing. And we hated when our family did that. And this is her house.
Right.
She's living in it. Y'all, they're living for free in her house. She basically, by him moving her here, they're supporting them. Because right. What money is he making? We haven't seen nothing yet where he's making money from a job. So
I don't think he's working.
She, if his mom doesn't want her wearing really low cut like panties or whatever, and that's her rules. It's her house.
Well, it's a conversation to have. I think mom's just wanting to have the conversation.
Mom's wanting to have the conversation because she knows it will get her where she wants to be.
Well, I think mom knows that the best thing for her son is to be away from this Kardashian.
Yes, and that's where he says, "Mom, it's just her persona." And I screamed, "She's not famous. She doesn't have a persona."
I need to say,
Barbara Streisand has a persona.
That's true.
You don't have one. Sorry.
True. Lady Gaga is a persona.
Lady Gaga is a persona.
Julia Roberts does not have a persona because that's just her.
That's just her.
She's not really an actor. She's just doing her.
And I love it.
I know. I said something about Julia Roberts last time and someone said, don't come for my... Someone sent me a DM. Don't come for my favorite actress. I'm like, honey, you have to admit, though, Julia Roberts is just playing herself. She's like, well, maybe.
Fine by it. She's a lover, treasure.
Right.
So
she's not done anything for a long time.
No, it's been a hot minute. Well, she's raising kids and stuff.
True. That's the show.
That's the show.
This storyline is,
and that's also where they talk about the fight. She's like, she does say, and I just want to say, he does said, she's like, I've heard you call her stupid. He's like, Mom, yeah, well, we she won't say that to you. But no, we didn't talk about where she said, wait a minute. You're worried she might call me stupid?
That won't be good.
I pray.
It's interesting because he was like, yo, women from the Balkans, like, they're sometimes very, very direct. And she's like, I'm direct, but you don't need to be mean and insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big difference between direct. I'm direct. I'm not mean and insulting.
That's the show, everybody. So we're gonna wrap up. Leave an Apple Podcast review.
I'll pinch you so hard, you fucking Ronald McDonald wannabe.
Yeah, so sweet, so kind. I will say, I'll be interested to see if. You know, because we look at her and we just assume she's entitled and acts entitled. We don't know that. Maybe she doesn't. But wasn't entitled. Larissa was just, or not Larissa, and Fisa Jasmine, wasn't entitled. Or, yeah. Jasmine was entitled. And Fisa wasn't entitled. She was just going off of what she just wanted the bill of goods that he sold her.
I will say one thing. Because someone posted on Instagram, she is already fighting with people.
She's probably going to be entitled.
Yeah,
that's what. So
she's already fighting with people, like going and like trolling people.
I think she's probably. I'm gonna be really happy when this mother takes her down.
Yep. It's going to happen.
It better happen. Oh, that is the show. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see more couples, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be a salacious season.
This storyline is going to be the hardest for me to kind of care about.
Yep. Agreed.
And like I said before, the Bilal, I think we're all going to watch like this.
He's going to be like this horrible.
I'm kind of interested to see what happens with the other two that we saw in this episode.
Yeah, I'm telling you now.
With Karen, Guillermo,
when Kobe meets his baby after 2 years, they showed him like crying. I'm probably going to get very emotional by that. It's going to be, and it's just, and Guillermo and Kara, I think, because boy, in the trailer, she was acting horribly to him. So you kind of want to know, how did we get there?
Yep.
And then Annette. Y'all, don't forget, 90 Day Fiancé usually saves its, they usually save its really weird shit for the second episode.
Yeah, I think, I feel like Annette might be the Ben.
Yeah.
Of this season.
All right, everybody.
I'm hoping.
We're going to have a live show announcement as soon as we have. So it's going to be next week that we're going to have that. Or there could be a special announcement. We can always do that too. So we'll have that for you as soon as we get that. Remember, go to realitygaze.com to keep up to date on information. If you want to know about live show stuff too, the best place is to follow us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Twitter's Reality Gaze Pod. We'll post there. And our TikTok's just Reality Gaze.
Reality Gaze!
I love that our web designer said, by the way, my supervisor called me and I had to have a meeting because they thought I was looking at gay porn because I got triggered because I went to realitygaze.com. Sorry, Patrick.
Why did they call him in?
Well, it was.
You should be able to look at gay porn at work. Is that a problem?
And that's why Poodle works for himself, everybody. We'll see you next week.
I should be able to look at gay porn if I want to.
But until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've got a tattoo of David from David and Annie on your chest, I need to see it. Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.